listening to the Colorado Springs Real Estate Investing Podcast, brought to you by the Envision Advisors at Your Castle Real Estate.
Hey, investors, Chris Lopez and Jenny Bayless here. We have your November 2021 market update for Denver and Colorado Springs. We're going to go through the market stats on there and also just some high-level thoughts on the economy, inflation, and investing in markets. And we'll also be talking about Pueblo a little bit as well. So I think everyone knows my co-host, Jenny Bayless. And I'll warn everyone, Jenny's voice is not 100% today. So Jenny's waving from you at the microphone. She'll be chiming in, but we're going to keep her voice to a minimum. So I'll start with some Denver stats while Jenny gets her voice recovered. Bottom line with Denver, it's pretty similar to what we've been seeing for a while now, just an extreme seller's market. I'd say the biggest thing is just that our active listings have just plummeted this month in November. A year ago, they were at about 3,400 active listings. Last month, about 3,400. This month, we're about 2,250. So that's a 30-some percent decline from year over year. So just horribly low inventory. And I think you guys know, you've heard us talk about the stats here in Denver, $15,000 to $17,000 homes and properties on the market makes it about a balanced market. We're right above 2,000, to give you that context on there. So just a very much an extreme seller's market. And since we have that high demand and low inventory, we are still seeing that price appreciation. The average close price in Denver in November was about $629,000 and a $540,000 median price. Year over year, it's about 15% from where they were and up a couple percent from the previous month. So again, it's the same trends we talked about, and boiling it down to very basic supply and demand, we are seeing prices jump. We're also seeing rents jump as well. We've talked about that in some other markets or some other podcasts, and we're still seeing strong rent increases as well. So low inventory, seller's market, prices are increasing. Interest rates are probably going up a little bit soon, but buyer demand out there is still super strong, even in this quote unquote slower time of the year. So Jenny, what's the springs like?
Same thing, different scale. Going off of the active inventory piece, we're actually down 27% from last month.
Wow, really?
Yeah, so 809 active to 590, which is outrageous. Yeah, me and Leah were joking that it's starting to feel like the spring again. Like we're just getting totally outbid, crazy bids again. I have one buyer and we've gotten outbid $40,000-$50,000 multiple times. Oh my goodness, this is back to springtime frenzy again. So I think a lot of it has to do with just still there's a lot of buyers out there in the market and there's just nothing coming available for sale. So I think that's one of the major contributors to that.
Yes. And I mean, I think also too, everyone's hearing interest rates will rise next year. I have a feeling that's motivating people to go out there and buy before interest rates go up.
Yeah.
And let's kind of, I mean, we can sit here and write off a bunch of market stats, but I mean, all the details are in the show notes. And I mean, I think everyone has a gist of the market at this point, just it's highly competitive. But really taking a step back to talk about just some bigger trends and also some different markets, what's going on the market right now in general is that we are seeing inflation, creep up or go up now. I forget the exact stat. I'm sure you guys see in the headlines too, but this is the highest inflation since like the early or mid 80s, I think the last headline I saw. So we are seeing inflation pick up. Maybe it's temporary with all the supply chain stuff. Maybe it's not. I don't really know. But I know, hey, it's at least picking up some right now. And if you look at historically speaking, real estate's a great hedge against inflation. I think that's a very important thing for people to keep in mind, do their own research on, but don't just get focused on how are prices appreciating or how cash flow and cap rates are compressing, because they are going to continue to do that with the market conditions, the market data we have. Supply is not changing, demand is increasing, and that kind of keeps us in the same environment right now. And so this is where I think it's very important, especially since we're starting to look at, setting goals for the next year and end of the year and all that good stuff. How are you going to take the changing market conditions, and not just Denver and Springs and Front Range, but the general changing economic conditions? How does that impact your investing strategy? And I think it's prudent for people to incorporate in there, because you can't isolate that out of what the market's doing. And you can sit and say, oh, well, I'm not going to buy until prices drop to here, or I want this amount of cash flow. And if you want to, hey, figure out your metrics. But you might be working on the sidelines for a little bit, but keep in mind on what inflation is doing. And I think, you know, with all the market stuff going on right now, it still makes sense to buy. Why? Because the data points to prices and rents still increasing. We're going to see interest rates trend up next year, most likely. And the fact that interest rates are still very, very historically low, lock in cheap 30-year debt. That, since it's, you know, below the cap rates right now, it's a great hedge against inflation. So that's very much like a bigger level trend I want to keep people focused on, because that's how I invest in business investing. I look at very big macro trends. I don't get too worried on details, as people have probably realized over the years. But that's a very big trend that's materializing, and I think it will be around to stay for a bit. So very important thing to keep in mind. We'll be doing more content out here, but also do your own research to figure out how that's going to impact your strategy is a big thing I want to leave with our listeners today. Jenny, I know your voice is limited. Anything else you want to add on to there?
No, I think you said it perfectly.
All right. And then the last thing I want to, highlight and start talking about is, you know, we've done a few podcasts now on some deals in Pueblo. We are going to publish a couple of those podcasts to the Denver Real Estate Podcast. But the majority of those are going on the Colorado Springs podcast. And, you know, something that I realized is that many people don't know that we do have a Colorado Springs real estate investing podcast. Name says it all. It is dedicated to investing down there. And Jenny and Leah, they are doing deals in Pueblo. Leah's from Pueblo. She knows the market. And so we were doing a lot more deal analyses on there. So we are going to, I want to bring it to everyone's attention that we are doing more markets, we're doing more deals, but they are also across different podcasts. Because as the market changes, you know, investors with $50,000, they have different options now than they did a couple of years ago. And what we're seeing more and more a trend of is Denver is a very hard market for single family rentals, unless you want to do like a room by room or an Airbnb or medium term rental. Those we can still see relatively strong cash flow on, but they are different business and management types than doing a long-term traditional rental. The single-family rentals on those, especially for detached homes, are just very hard to make work unless you have extra income through Airbnb, room by room, or like an ADU. So more and more people are shifting down to Springs. And as that, you know, the Springs market is getting tighter and hotter, we have more people starting to shift down to Pueblo. And that really comes down to just based on the amount of capital they have. So one of the podcasts we have coming out, I think it'll be after this market podcast drops, we do a great case study of, I think, a very typical scenario here in Denver where we have a homeowner in Denver, owned for a couple of years for primary residence. They have had increased equity, and now they're taking that equity to go out there and redeploying it. And this investor went down there and took the Denver appreciation and redeployed the equity in Pueblo. Bought a detached single family home around, what, 170, Jenny?
Yep.
All in for about $50,000 or maybe a little more than $50,000?
A little more, but...
A little more with some closing costs and repair costs.
Yep, exactly. But I think that's a really good illustration of someone having her cake and eating it too in this market. So but the Denver and Pueblo piece of it.
So as we start doing these market trends, we want to keep doing the stats. We want to give some like higher level trends and just a better job helping people figure out some asset classes and markets in there. So if you guys have questions, reach out to us. If you have scenarios you want to reach out to us, we're going to do more of these on the updates. We're doing more of the Ask the Investors, which we've enjoyed a lot. We've also gotten great feedback from people in the hot seat and also just listeners listening to them. So please pay attention to those. But most importantly, if anyone out there has questions, whether you're a brand new investor and you're looking to buy a rental, or you're a brand new house hacker, or you have an existing portfolio, reach out to us. You know, Jenny and I, that's something we really enjoy. We spend a lot of time helping figure out, hey, what's a great strategy? because you have your strategy, you have your position, your cash position, your goals. That is in one bucket. The Denver market, the Springs market, the Pueblo market, those are all in different buckets. We can't really change those markets. So it's really learning, hey, we have a good feel in those markets. We want to get a good understanding of what your situation is and find out where the overlap in your situation is with the appropriate market and the cash you have to deploy. Because if you're looking for such and such return in Denver or such and such return in Springs, and it's not realistic, we're probably not going to be able to help you find a property. But it's all about matching market conditions with your situation and figuring out, hey, what's the realistic market expectation? So please reach out to us. We love sitting down and talking to people. And as part of going into 2022, we've got big plans for just updating all of our content guides, investing guides, to give people a better idea as to the markets and what's going on. So everyone out there, please give us feedback, but most importantly, please reach out. We're here to help you out. We love talking strategies because it's just a game and it's a fun game we like to play. Jenny, that's all I have. Are you good?
Yeah. I mean, just to kind of tease Pueblo a little bit, Leah closed 3 properties in the month of November in Pueblo, one being the property that you alluded to with the Denver investor, one being a Denver investor that's completing a BRRRR. So that'll be really fun to chronicle. And then the third one being a local Pueblo person that lives down there buying something for her father. So a whole different slew of options down there. It's kind of exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited because this is like, you know, I know very little about Pueblo, but I get to learn a lot from what you and Lee are doing. So I love it. So thank you guys.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. I mean, that's it for the stats. Check out the blog post for all the exact details. If you have questions on the market stats, investing strategy, portfolio optimization, reach out to us. That's what we are here for at the Envision Advisors. So everyone, thank you. And Jenny, thanks a lot for doing the podcast, even with your voice on limited duty. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Chris.